From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, we have a lot going on here this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today are until 6 o'clock, and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. We also are coming up on the 2 o'clock. When we hit 2 o'clock this afternoon, admission drops from $7 per person to only $2 per person. So if you are driving around and thinking about what you're going to be doing the rest of the afternoon, come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show in downtown Charleston at the brand new Gelliard Center. Just underwent a $142 million renovation. So it is definitely a beautiful, beautiful venue we have here, and we want everyone to see it. $2 admission after 2 o'clock today. We've got almost 100 A-list local contractors who are set up here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's an amazing show. It's been great traffic so far this weekend. Had a great day yesterday. And everybody has some sort of a project around the house. It may be big, it may be small, but a lot of times you're not sure who to contact to make the home of your dreams. Come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today or tomorrow, today until 6 o'clock and Sunday 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. and jumpstart your project. Make contact with the experts that can help you create the home of your dreams right here. And as I mentioned, almost 100 local A-list contractors. We're offering free design consultations with professional interior designers, and we can fit you in if you have a design dilemma and you'd like to sit down for free for about a 20 to 30 minute consultation with one of Charleston's top interior designers. Come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. We'll squeeze you in. We've got quite a full schedule with these free design consultations by top interior designers. You'll want to register to win a $17,000 dream backyard makeover that someone local will win. Let's see what else we've got going on. We've got Inside the Architect's Mind, which is it's one of our newer events that we've got going on, and basically it's a new feature in which you can see and hear in-depth presentations of architect-designed homes by top local architects, and they'll talk about the process, the challenges, and offer valuable tips on the home building and remodeling process. That's completely free, and it's going on right now. And the last presentation is at 2 o'clock with Chris Rose of Christopher Rose Architects. A lot going on. Go to CharlestonFallHomeShow.com for more information, CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, and ask us for a $5 parking voucher if you park in the Gelliard garage or the South Carolina Aquarium garage, we'll give you a $5 parking voucher while supplies last. Come on down this weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the brand new Gilliard Center, where the Charleston Fall Home Show is taking place in downtown Charleston. Show hours today are until 6 o'clock. And show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we've got lots and lots going on here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. We've got professional interior designers that are offering free design consultations right now. You don't need an appointment. Just come on down to the show and we will set you up with that. People are registering to win a $15,000 plus backyard makeover that someone local will win this weekend. We've also got Inside the Architect's Mind going on, and that's where architects are showing you, doing a presentation of projects that they've worked on and telling you all the ins and outs of those projects, and a great way to pick up some tips. And one of the other special events that we have going on that we're very, very excited about is Antique Home Show, and it's happening right now until 5 o'clock, and also on Sunday from 1 to 5. And Antique Home Show is being hosted by celebrity art and antique expert Miller Gaffney. She's a South Carolina native, and she has appeared on PBS's Antique Home Show, as well as the Ovation Network's reality-based TV show Art Breakers. How are you doing, Miller?
Doing very well.
Good. First of all, thanks so much, Miller, for returning for the second year of Antique Home Show. We're going to have to start calling this Miller Gaffney's Antique Home Show, because now that you've been here 2 years, you got to come back again next year.
Of course. Thank you, Tim. I love it. This is one of the highlights of my year.
Well, Miller, you're a celebrity. As I mentioned, you having appeared recently on Ovation Network's reality-based TV show Art Breakers, as well as appearing on PBS's Antique Roadshow and also Market Warriors. Kind of talk about that.
Well, each television show was very different and a lot of fun. My latest show, Art Breakers, was a great way to show what I do on a daily basis. I take you through the buying and collecting process that I do with my clients across the United States. And whether you're a novice or a beginning collector, you learn a lot about the art world.
Interesting. And then you've also appeared on PBS's Antique Roadshow as an appraiser, right?
I have, and that's kind of like what we're doing here today.
Sure, right. And the play on words, sorry the pun, everybody. Antique Home Show is happening right now from 1 until 5 o'clock, and also on Sunday from 1 until 5 o'clock. And tell our listeners what they'll experience when they come here to the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston.
Well, they'll come into the show, which is fantastic, and they'll come up to my booth and they'll bring their item, and then I give them the history and the value of the piece. And it's really interesting. I enjoy each item is different. Already today, I've seen exquisite pieces of Art Deco jewelry worth over $10,000. I've seen a beautiful folk art painting, as well as an old piece that's in the style of Van Dyck. Mm. You just never know what somebody's going to have. I've seen some incredible pieces of silver, beautiful sterling silver pieces. So it's always nice to know the value of something. Go look in your attic. Look around your house. I know you have... Everybody has items. They want to know the value.
Sure. Yeah. All you have to do is bring an antique down here to the Charleston Fall Home Show today until 5 o'clock, and celebrity antique and art expert Miller Gaffney will appraise your antique absolutely free. And then while you're here at the show, admission, we're coming up to the 2 o'clock hour. So admission to walk through the Charleston Fall Home Show is $2 after 2 o'clock today and also on Sunday. And so, after you get your antique appraised by Miller, you can walk through the show for only only $2 and see almost 100 local A-list contractors that are here today. Miller, is there any particular? We're here in downtown Charleston, and so we're expecting a lot of locals, a lot of folks that live in these historic homes to bring some of their antiques over here to the Charleston Fall Home Show. What are you anticipating that you'll be seeing?
I think I'll continue seeing a lot more paintings, as well as silver. Mm-hmm. Charleston is very strong in sterling silver. And I think I'll see, I've seen some early pottery pieces. And I think that will continue as well.
Okay, very good. And Miller, you have, talk about your the company that you have and how you help people with collecting art and antiques for investment purposes.
Yes, we take clients through the whole process. We've help them narrow down and focus what they would specifically like to collect, because the key to a valuable collection later is having a specific focus and theme to your collection, so you're just not all over the place. Mm-hmm. So we narrow down your interest, and then we help you on that journey, knowing what's a wise investment piece versus an unwise decision.
And you help your clients with the purchasing of art and antiques?
We do. We help you with the purchasing, and we also help people when it's time to sell. You know, maybe they're tired of a piece and they want to have something new on the wall. We'll walk you through that process. And sometimes people just have a change. They want to donate to an art museum. You never know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of all these antique collecting TV shows that are out now? Of course, there's your own Art Breakers that premiered on the Ovation Network in the fall of 2015. There's American Pickers, there's Pawn Stars, and more. There's really been a resurgence in collecting,
which is terrific. I think it's only going to continue. More people like to invest in tangible things that they can enjoy instead of putting it into the stock market. Mm-hmm. And the art market's booming. This is the place to really invest. Mm.
Can people really experience a return on investing in art and in antiques?
You can, and you can do it confidently. Mm-hmm. Which, as long as you do your homework and you make a wise purchase.
So it's not just what appeals to you personally, emotionally, what you happen to love. You can love something and buy it knowing that it's going to appreciate in value.
Exactly. And we'll help you through that process.
And Miller, besides being a celebrity antique and art expert, you're also writing an upcoming book. Talk about that a little bit.
I am. My book covers the essentials of art collecting. And we give you all the basics, how to build a collection, how to narrow down your focus. It has a worksheet that walks you through the process of how to really discover your taste and know what you like.
Very good. Well, can't wait for that to come out. Any idea when that's going to be released?
It should come out early 2017.
Early 2017. Awesome. That's great. Well, just to remind everyone, if you're just joining us, we're talking with celebrity art and antique expert Miller Gaffney. She's a South Carolina native. You're from Greenville originally?
Yes.
And do you still live in Greenville?
I do.
Okay, excellent. Love Greenville. Beautiful, beautiful city.
It's really growing.
Yeah, for sure. And you've made the hike down here to Charleston for the weekend for Antique Home Show, and that's going on today until 5 o'clock and also Sunday from 1 until 5. And it's free of charge. Bring an antique, and Miller will appraise that antique. She'll tell you a little bit about the history of that antique. And it's all taking place right here at the brand new Gilliard Center on the second floor of the shared lobby, and it's just an amazing renovation that's taken place here, an amazing space. We want everyone to see the brand new Gilliard Center. You can bring an antique and have it appraised for free, and then stay and walk through the Charleston Fall Home Show. Admission's only $2 after 2 o'clock, so we're coming up on that. And Miller, how can people get more information about you and your company?
They can go to my website, which is Miller Gaffney, MillerGaffney.com.
MillerGaffney.com. All right, great. Well, we thanks so much for taking a moment. I'll let you get back to Antique Home Show, which is happening right now until 5 o'clock. Miller will be appraising people's anyone who would like to bring an antique. She'll appraise it and give you a little background history on that antique until 5 o'clock. Absolutely free here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. The show hours today are until 6 o'clock. Antique Home Show is happening until 5 o'clock. And then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And Miller will be, again, appraising antiques on Sunday, tomorrow, from 1 until 5. So if you can't make it today, come on down tomorrow from 1 to 5 and meet celebrity art and antique expert Miller Gaffney. Well, thanks so much, Miller.
Thank you. I can't wait to see what we're going to find.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. You were just listening to an interview with celebrity antique appraiser Miller Gaffney, and we're so happy to have Miller Gaffney back here this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. This afternoon, she'll be here. We want everyone to come by and meet celebrity antique appraiser Miller Gaffney. She's also a South Carolina native. And what makes her a celebrity? Well, she has appeared on Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser. And she also has her own TV show on the Ovation Network called Art Breakers, which is a reality-based show in which she helps find art and antiques for celebrity collectors. So she's really great. This is the second year that we've had her at the Charleston Fall Home Show offering free antique appraisals today and tomorrow to the public. And so we hope everyone listening will think about that antique they might have at home. And bring it by today until 5 o'clock. She'll be offering those free antique appraisals. Miller Gaffney will personally appraise those antiques today until 5, and also on Sunday 1 until 5 p.m. And completely free, no charge at all to have your antique appraised. She'll give you a little backstory about the antique and give you an idea what it might be worth on the open market. We got so much going on here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. So many reasons for you to come by today or tomorrow. Starting with, if you're not here already, and you're kind of driving around thinking about what you're going to do the rest of the day, you could come on down for $2 admission after 2 o'clock. So starting today after 2 p.m., we have $2 admission. Show hours today are open until 6 o'clock. So you can park in the Gaillard Center parking garage, which is connected to the Gaillard Center. And when you come into the Charleston Fall Home Show, you'll go to the front desk area. We're going to give you a prize ballot to fill out you might be that one lucky local to win a $17,000 dream backyard makeover, and ask us for a $5 parking voucher to either the Gaillard parking garage at 32 Alexander Street or the South Carolina Aquarium parking garage. And you just ask us for one of those $5 vouchers, and the city of Charleston was so kind to provide those for home show goers this weekend, and we'll give you a $5 voucher. You just pay $5 as you leave the parking garage. Well, we as I mentioned, there's so many different things going on. We've got the $17,000 dream backyard makeover that someone local will win. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to some of the companies that are providing some of those prizes. We've also got free design consultations by top local interior designers today. And if you've never had a professional interior designer help you create the home you've always wanted, you really don't know what you're missing. And you're invited to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show today. We most people sign up in advance for these free design consultations with top local interior designers, but we do have some. We'll squeeze you in if you come on by today. We're also offering these free design consultations tomorrow, Sunday, as well. And we're you know, some things that we suggest that you bring to make the most of your free design consultation. Bring any fabric or paint swatches. If you have a set of house plans or floor plans, any kind of pictures of your home, Pinterest boards, etc. And come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today. Show hours are until 6 o'clock. And we have arranged to have several top local interior designers that are offering these free design consultations. So special thanks to Heidi Huddleston with Delicious Kitchens and Interiors, Stacia Burke with Stacia Burke Interior Designs, Sheena Jenkins with SFJ Interiors, Lee McElpin with Dwelling Interior Design, Debbie Gomulka with Debbie Gomulka Designs, Terry Baldwin with TCB Design Interiors, Jill Howard with Jill Howard Design Studio, Duval Acker with Kitchens by Design, Terry Dubois Webster with iDesign Corporation, Donna Horak with 3280 Loft Interiors and Gallery, Jennifer Mendelson with J. Rhodes Interior Design, and also Jennifer Doyle with JHD Design Studio. So many, many thanks to our interior designers. Many of these interior designers have certain specialties also, whether it be in the kitchen or other parts of the home that they can help you with. And many, many thanks to our interior designers who are providing these free design consultations today and also on Sunday. Another special event going on today is Inside the Architect's Mind. And this is a new feature at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And it's totally free. And we've already had a few of the architects. We've got one more coming up at 2 o'clock. And this is kind of a rock star architect, Chris Rose with Christopher Rose Architects. He will be delivering a talk at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. We kind of bill the Inside the Architect's Mind as a way for you to see and hear in-depth presentations of architect-designed homes by top local architects. And I always pick up something new, a tip of or some sort when I'm talking to an architect. For example, Chris had a great suggestion last time I heard him talk, Christopher Rose. He had mentioned that when they are designing bathrooms, they never put the drain in the middle of the shower because people don't like to step on the drain, and he always puts it at the other end of the wall underneath the bench in the shower so that you don't have to step on it. And every time I step on my drain in my glass enclosed shower at home, I think of him, and I wish that I had known that tip before. Before we had our shower installed. But you still have time to get down here, pay $2 after 2 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear a great presentation from architect Chris Rose with Christopher Rose Architects. And now let's talk with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens about the $17,000 dream backyard makeover. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're taking a moment to talk with one of the vendors at the Charleston Fall Home Show, Ken Good, with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great, Tim. How you doing?
Good, real good. Ken, take a moment and tell our listeners what you have on display here this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Well, we've got some grills, a couple outdoor kitchens, a lot of pictures that we can show you. We're basically anything to do with outdoor living is we've got on display.
Gotcha. So Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, all people have to do is come here to the Charleston Fall Home Show. They can talk with you at the Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens booth, and they can talk to you about maybe creating a new outdoor living space with an outdoor kitchen in time for the fall.
Absolutely. We build outdoor dreams. We basically turn your backyard into your dream yard. And they can come out here. We can kind of show you some previous jobs that we've done. We can kind of set you up for a free design consultation at your home. We'll be glad to talk with you and kind of show you what we can do for you.
What are, Ken, with, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens has displayed here at the one of our other home shows in January, the Charleston Home and Design Show at the brand new Gilliard. And what kinds of jobs or projects did you pick up from the show in January? And just to give our listeners today an idea of what kind of help that you can give them if they come to the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Well, I tell you, we've been involved in home shows for over the last 3 years, and I can tell you the last Gilliard home show was the best home show I'd ever done. It was very good. We got many, many jobs out of it. We worked with people. You know, designing an outdoor living space is almost like building a house. It just doesn't happen quickly. We got to go through a concept and kind of build the plan. And we can kind of start out by just meeting me out here this weekend. And we'd love to talk to you and see what we can do to help you.
So those folks who came to the January home show, they stopped by the Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens booth and they talked to you and some of the other folks with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens and you were able to talk to them to take their contact information and then talk about the process, how you followed up and so forth, just to give our listeners today an idea if they come to the show how they can move forward with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Basically, what we do, get a little bit of information from you at the show, kind of figure out a little bit about what you want. We'll go back the next week and we'll start scheduling appointments, and we'll come out there and meet with you on the individual site, get you into our showroom, which is in Mount Pleasant in the Queensboro Shopping Center at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. We got a great showroom. We got many kitchens on display. We have many grill lines. So you can kind of see a lot more at our showroom, but we do have a good sampling and a lot of pictures here at the home show this weekend.
Gotcha. And then you'll start doing some site visits, going out to their
site visits, doing some design work, depending on what they want. You know, it could be a kitchen. It could be an outdoor living space with a fire pit, outdoor fireplaces. We even got some water features we can do. So, I mean, we can do anything as far as with the outdoor living space.
What are some of the essentials that a homeowner needs to have if they're going to have a complete outdoor living space?
They really need to just kind of, first of all, figure out a budget that they want, because you can have a budget from A to Z on the outdoor living space. Decide what kind of, you know, base you want to have. Are you going to have a structure? Are you going to have, you know, the kitchens and the components that go in the kitchens? I mean, you have grills, you have power burners, you have side burners, you got sinks, blenders, refrigerators, ice makers, on and on and on that we can do now on an outdoor kitchen. Same thing with your outdoor fireplace. What do you want to go in there? Do you want it wood burning? Do you want it gas? There's many things that we can do, and just basically tie the whole thing together.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's I would imagine that it's easy for a homeowner to kind of create the wish list and say, oh yeah, I want a fire pit, and I want to be able to watch the football game outside, and I want some patio furniture, and want some pavers, but putting it all together in a cohesive way that you know, that allows you to enjoy that space for years and years. Is that where something that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens can help with?
Oh, absolutely. We got a designs team. We'd be glad to, you know, kind of help you with your basic concept and then kind of put it down to exactly what you're looking for.
So they don't need to be able to, they don't have to stress about saying, okay, we want the pergola to go over here in this corner, and we want a meandering paver pathway to go from here to here. They just can kind of tell you what their wish list is, and then Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is able to create that design.
Exactly. We'll be glad to do that for them.
Well, tell our listeners about the Big Green Egg and Stand and accessories that that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen is donating as part of the $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Yeah, we got a Big Green Egg table that we're going to put on it, and also a Big Green Egg. And, you know, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is one of Charleston's largest green egg distributor dealers, and so we've got pretty much every accessory in our showroom, but we've got a nice little package together that you can see here at the home show that we'll be giving away this weekend. Looking forward to it.
Good deal. And just a reminder, someone local will win. We always have local winners, and I know that the prevailing attitude, I guess, from a lot of people is that whether I buy a lottery ticket or don't buy a lottery ticket, I'm not going to win. We usually have about 3,000 people or so who come here to the Charleston Fall Home Show. So you may be the lucky one out of 3,000 people versus one out of millions and millions who buy a lottery ticket. So definitely very, very good chances that you'll win this $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win. And we always publish the finished work of the makeover in Charleston Home and Design magazine. So, I just want to stress they're definitely legitimate winners here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Hey, we're glad to be a very big part of that. So, Tim, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see who the winner is today or this weekend.
Well, good deal. Well, what's hot these days? And I don't mean that the pun, no pun intended, but what's hot with grills and smokers and so forth?
Well, the Big Green Egg is always hot. I mean, I tell you, it just amazes me how many Big Green Eggs we sell and the accessories that go with it. And, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a fun thing to cook on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, right now, outdoor kitchens is becoming the thing. I mean, from a property value standpoint, it increases your value. It helps you sell your house. I mean, so you get your return on your investment when you invest in an outdoor kitchen. So come by and see us. We look forward to talking with you.
All right, great. And if you do come by the Charleston Fall Home Show and talk to Ken, as he mentioned before, Ken with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens will be able to come out and meet with you next week and get your project jump started. And what kind of a backlog does Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen have with work? If they met with you next week, when might the work begin?
Well, basically, as soon as we get the design that everybody's happy with, we can kind of get you on our schedule. Depending on what you order, you know, it may take, if we order a particular cabinet line, it may take 3 to 4 weeks to get in here, but we can go ahead and start doing the prep work and all that prior to that. So we're ready to get started when they are.
All right, great. And how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, they can go to our website at palmettooutdoorkitchens.com, and they can call us at 843-216-0006 or stop by our showroom at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in the Queensboro Shopping Center, which is next to Publix and right behind Chick-fil-A in Mount Pleasant.
Well, and definitely come by the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock, and also on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., so plenty of time today to come by the Charleston Fall Home Show. and ask for a $5 parking voucher when you buy a ticket at the Charleston Fall Home Show front desk, and we'll give you a voucher. And as you exit the Alexander Street garage, that's the garage connected to the Gilliard, or the South Carolina Aquarium garage further on down on Calhoun Street, all you have to pay is $5. So that's a bargain in downtown Charleston. Thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the brand new, spectacular, amazing Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And I'm not just saying that. This is an amazing building. It cost about $140 million to renovate. And perhaps you haven't been to the Charleston Fall Home Show or to the Gilliard or to the new Gilliard Center since we had our home shows here. I think our last show here at the old Gilliard was 2012, so it's been 4 long years since we have made our return to the brand new Gilliard Center, and we are so happy to be here. It's been a great crowd so far today, lots and lots of people. As we come up on the 2 o'clock hour, we've got our $2 after 2 o'clock admission. And that happens today after 2 o'clock. You pay just $2 to come into the Charleston Fall Home Show. And also on Sunday after 2 o'clock, you'll pay just $2. And on Sunday, we've got something special going on. The first 200 families to pay the $2 admission after 2 p.m. will receive a free Rewind candle made right here in downtown Charleston. And that's a $30 value. And this is a full-size candle. It's not one of those small votive candles. It's a full-size candle made right here in downtown Charleston. It's a by Rewind Candle, and man, they are just amazing. Just love those Rewind candles. And we're going to be giving away 200 of them starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And you just have to pay $2 admission on Sunday. And the first 200 families, one per family gets a $30 Rewind candle. But today we've got several things going on. We want everyone to register, come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. We've got almost, 100 local A-list contractors here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and they've literally picked up their showrooms, brought them down here to the Gilliard Center, and then set up their booths, their displays, and they are making themselves available. They are volunteering their time to be here this weekend to answer questions, answer your questions, and offer you expert advice on whatever project you may have. And the weather is definitely getting it's still warm, but it's going to be nice very, very soon. People will be looking to spend more times in the backyard. And so perfect time to win that $17,000 dream backyard makeover that someone local will win this weekend. If you need some help jump-starting your project, everybody has a project around the house. And coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show is one of the best things to do, because you can come here and kind of go booth to booth and talk to the different vendors that are here, find out who might be best, how that contractor that you're talking to, how their personality matches up with yours. And you invest a little bit of time this weekend by coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show. You walk away with a bag full of business cards and information, and most people just kind of spread that out on their bed when they get home, and figure out who they're gonna talk to about whatever project that they have going on at home. So believe it or not, the holidays are about 90 days away, Thanksgiving, and everybody has something that they want done around the house some bigger than others, and if you want to try to get your project underway and finished before the holidays, you definitely want to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend. The Charleston market is booming right now, and there's a lot of building and remodeling activity going on. And so when you come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, you're going to be talking to about 100 local A-list contractors who are motivated to work with you. They're motivated to create the home of your dreams, whatever that home may be. And instead of thinking about who to call and just doing searches online, worrying if you're going to find the right contractor or not, come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Invest a little bit of time today or tomorrow, and you'll find the right contractor for you. Show hours today are until 6 o'clock, and then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, if you come after 2 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday, you'll pay just $2, and the first 200 people after 2 o'clock get a free Rewind candle. And also, you'll want to register for the $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover. And now let's talk with a couple of the participants in the Dream Backyard Makeover, Nick Popovich and Patty Craven with Dig Landscapes. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's going on right now at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock. We want everyone to come down to the brand new Gilliard. It's an amazing new space here in downtown Charleston. If you've ever been to the old Gilliard Auditorium, this is a completely new space, and we want everyone to come on down. Starting at 2 o'clock, we have $2 admission after 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then if you can't make it down today, we will show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And admission tomorrow is $7 until 2 o'clock, and then $2 per person after 2 o'clock on Sunday as well as today. And now we're talking with Patty Craven and Nick Popovich with Dig Landscapes. How are you folks doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks, Tim.
Sure. And Dig Landscapes, you folks have got a beautiful display set up here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And you are also the team leader involved with the $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Take a moment, Patty and Nick, and tell everybody about Dig Landscapes, and then also what you folks have on display, what you can help talk to homeowners about this weekend.
Well, we're a full-service landscape design and install company. And we've been with you guys for probably about 7 years. So mm-hmm. we always enjoy coming down to the show and meeting new homeowners that are looking for landscaping services. And we usually talk to most of them and see them later on when we actually do their design and install.
Right.
Yeah, we have a great little space here. And we're here to talk to folks with projects, whether they be new construction or a renovation project, whether it's small or large, and answer any questions you might have as well.
Yeah, and Dig Landscapes, you folks are responsible for helping homeowners create the backyard oasis of their dreams, right?
Oh, we love to think that, yes.
And the homeowner may have some ideas about what they want in their backyard, but it's Dig Landscapes that puts it all together for them.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time up front in the process and helping to really understand what the homeowners want to accomplish. Each homeowner has their own style. You know, each backyard is really unique, or front yard or property. So we try to get into the homeowners' heads about what it is they want to see, and then we translate that to outdoor garden rooms.
Sometimes I feel like my middle name is Oasis, so so getting into this backyard thing is not a problem. But really, it's sometimes about listening and then providing information and things that folks don't know about and they didn't know that they could have or achieve in their backyard. So we're a means to get something that you want, but maybe also get something that you didn't know you wanted.
Just about every homeowner has some garden tools in their garage. They sometimes think that planting a tree or plant is kind of a do-it-yourself thing, which it is if you have a green thumb. But oftentimes they're planting the wrong plants in the wrong spot, too close to the house. So as those plants or trees grow, they become a problem, and then they're having to kind of redo that work again. Has Dig Landscapes ever had to come onto someone's property where the homeowner has tried to do this all themselves and then they've called you in to help?
No, never. No, we come in. You know, landscape design and install is really an art and a science. You know, we're very knowledgeable about what plants work where, what's available in the marketplace. We keep up to date with the very newest and best plants. So we're often called in after a homeowner spent quite a bit of money trying to do it themselves to give them something that's long-lasting and really accomplishes what they're trying to accomplish.
And really, I think a lot of what we see is that homeowners really need time to get to know their space and how they use it. Children get older, they may bring a pet into the family or just want to use their space in various ways, whether it's a pool that's being brought in or if they find that, gosh, we'd spend more time out here if we had, a pergola or an outdoor kitchen or some shade structure. So things evolve over time. Plant materials mature and develop over time. So it's always a changing situation for a homeowner. And, we're there to facilitate their needs and to allow them to envision the space as it is now, what it could be and what it might look like in 10 years.
The good thing for us is not only do we get to do the design, we actually get to create the garden. So it's always really fun to start out and then at the very end to see a completely different area. And we have so many homeowners that go, oh my gosh, I never believed it could look this good. So that's really joyful for both of us.
So Dig Landscapes, you folks are not only going to create the design for the homeowner's front yard, backyard, side yard, whatever, but then you also can be involved in the installation.
Oh, we actually do most of the installations. And the good thing that, I guess the thing that we bring to the party is we do use a lot of different garden centers, a lot of growers. It's not unusual even in a small project for us to use 9 or 10 different vendors.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the probably least interesting things to a homeowner, but so important. Do you take drainage into consideration when you're planning a space?
We're in the low country. We have to, uh-huh. And so often drainage may be the reason that we get called in to begin with. So yes, we offer drainage services also in conjunction with the install and design.
So you've got your eye on how the property is going to drain as it rains and make sure that there's not some big lake in the middle of their backyard when all is said and done.
Well, we warranty our products too, so it's really important to us as it is to the homeowner to be sure that everything's going to be healthy and survive the varying weather conditions that we have.
Mm-hmm. So, Dig Landscapes, you folks have, as you mentioned, you have been involved with many of the home shows that we've organized over the past few years. What will someone experience when they walk up to your booth here at the Charleston Fall Home Show and start talking to Dig Landscapes about their project?
Well, I hope first they garner a sense of what we're about, our personalities, how we work, how we interact with our customers, and how truly we seek to achieve something for their needs and not necessarily to reflect our design sensibilities. It really is putting ourselves in the shoes and minds of our clients and allowing their wishes to come to the forefront in the end. Our jobs are really facilitators and educators and to make sure that, they get bang for the buck in the end. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a budget. We appreciate that. So whether it is a small budget or a large budget, the process is still the same. It's about listening, recognizing the needs and then fulfilling those needs through our installation process.
So the folks that you talk to this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show, you'll be able to follow up with them next week and go out and on appointments if they would like to?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the other thing, too, that makes us a little bit unique is we are very hands-on during the project. One of the things that homeowners keep commenting on is you're here all the time. And we are. I mean, we oversee every minute detail because we get as excited about the garden as the homeowner does.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And we definitely hope everyone will come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today until 6 o'clock. And then also tomorrow, show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we are at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston with a connected parking garage right next door. And Patty and Nick, I wanted to talk to you about the $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win this weekend right here at the show. And Dig Landscapes, you folks are you're going to be kind of coordinating everything. You come up with the plan, and then you also will be handling the installation of all of the various elements that will go into this $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover.
That's absolutely right. And this is actually, I think, number 6 Backyard Makeover. And we've had some really interesting winners. We've had people that have been in their homes for years and years and years. And then we've had 2 of the homeowners that have just moved into the homes and were really focusing on the inside. And we were able to give them a beautiful new outdoor space.
Well, that's great. Well, besides the design and contracting services that Dig Landscapes is providing, Stax Nursery is also providing all the plants and trees. HLG Growers is providing a water feature. Just Hardscape and Design will be installing pavers. And then we've also got pavers that are being provided, donated by Blue Max. Backyard Retreats is providing an outdoor furniture set. Outdoor Lighting Perspectives is providing a outdoor lighting package. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is donating a Big Green Egg and Stand. And Mosquito Squad is installing a mosquito elimination package. So it's definitely a very good package of prizes. And you think you'll be able to create a pretty nice backyard makeover for someone?
I think there's a huge variety of products here, and I think that any homeowner that gets this will be very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, anything you want to add before we let you go and get back to your display?
Just contact us.
Okay. And how can folks get more information about Dig Landscapes?
Probably the easiest thing to remember is just to go to our website, and it's diglandscape.net.
Diglandscape.net.
And you can contact us through the website, yes.
And DIG stands for Designing Innovative Gardens, and it's also a play on words, right?
It is. My partner came up with that, as a matter of fact.
Well, very clever, Nick.
That's the least of what we can do for you.
There you go.
But do register for the giveaway. It is amazing every year that someone ultimately says, I've never won anything before, and when they do and they see it all come together, it's quite exciting. And especially this last year, we just had a great winner, and it was a lot of fun, and really made a transformative change to the winner's backyard, and won a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of great stuff.
What part of town were the last winners?
That was in North Charleston.
North Charleston,
yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and I just want to reemphasize, we always have local winners at the giveaways that we do at our home shows, and so someone local will win a $17,000 backyard makeover this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Yeah, and just remember, this could be your lucky day, so like Nick said, register.
Absolutely. And come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show at the brand new Gilliard Center. We're about to kick off $2 admission after 2 o'clock, so you're going to get a nice bargain there to come on in. And plenty of time, because show hours today are until 6 o'clock, and then Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 o'clock. Well, we've been talking with Patty Craven and Nick Popovich with Dig Landscapes. Thanks so much, folks.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and that was Nick Popovich and Patty Craven with Dig Landscapes. And special thanks to Nick and Patty and all of the the other companies that are donating prizes for the $17,000 Dream Backyard Makeover, that someone local will win this weekend here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today, if you're just joining us, are until 6 p.m., and we're coming up on the 2 o'clock hour where admission drops to just $2 after 2 p.m. Kids 12 and under are free. And if you park in the Gilliard parking garage, which is connected to the Gilliard Center on Alexander Street, or the South Carolina Aquarium parking garage, when you get to the Charleston Fall Home Show, ask us at the front desk for a $5 parking voucher, and we'll happily give you one while supplies last, and thanks to the City of Charleston for providing those to us. So very cheap parking for downtown Charleston, $5, and so we hope everyone will make it down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today until 6 o'clock. We've got a lot of fun things going on. We've got the second annual Antique Home Show with Miller Gaffney happening today and tomorrow, 1 to 5, until 5 o'clock today, and also 1 to 5 on Sunday. And if you don't know who Miller Gaffney is, she is a celebrity antique expert, and you've seen her on the PBS hit show Antiques Roadshow. Also on cable TV's Ovation Network has a reality-based show called Art Breakers. A little play on words there, and Miller Gaffney stars in Art Breakers, in which she finds art and antiques for celebrities, and a very, very cool show. And she's going to be, she will personally appraise your antique this weekend. So grab that antique that you have at home, and it's free of charge, one antique per person. And no firearms, please, and you must be able to carry your antique. It's located, Antique Home Show is located on the second floor lobby area, and there's an elevator to get you up there. Beautiful space here at the brand new Gilliard Center, and if you haven't been to the new Gilliard Center, we hope you'll come down this weekend. We've got $2 after 2 admission starting at 2 o'clock today, and also on Sunday, $2 after 2 o'clock, and a little extra incentive for tomorrow is the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock will receive a free $30 Rewind candle. And Rewind candles are made right here in downtown Charleston, and it's a full-size candle. It's not a votive, and so special thanks to Rewind Candles for providing those to us. First 200 families after 2 o'clock tomorrow to pay the $2 admission will get a free Rewind candle. But today, until 5 o'clock, celebrity antique appraiser Miller Gaffney is offering free antique appraisals. She'll be personally appraising your antique. And so think about bringing that antique down to the Charleston Fall Home Show either today until she'll be doing those appraisals until 5 o'clock today, and the show is open until 6 o'clock today, and then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and she's offering those free antique appraisals from 1 until 5 on Sunday. We've also got free design consultations by top local interior designers going on today and tomorrow. So if you have a design dilemma, or if you need just a little help with whatever project you might have around the house, we have arranged to have some of Charleston's top interior designers who are volunteering their time to offer these free design consultations to you. And if you haven't worked with an interior designer, you really don't know what you're missing. They really can be so, so helpful. It's kind of, I always equate it to, it's like getting your hair cut, and you know, you have a talented person who cuts your hair, but you end up being the one that takes all the credit when someone says nice haircut. And that's the same with these interior designers. They will make your house more beautiful than you could ever do on your own. And come on down today until Show hours are until 6 o'clock, and we'll squeeze you in. Most people make reservations in advance for a free design consultation, but we will squeeze you in today if you come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show until 6 o'clock tonight. And if you want more information, go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.